CBS radio station.
Ben Gillette, Las Vegas, Nevada, calling the United States of America, sitting here with Michael Goodell on Free FM. I'm giving a number out right away. I mean, we had Carrot Top was great,
we had
Gilbert, you know, and Gilbert, the only reason Carrot Top wouldn't have seemed like the funniest person in the world is having Gilbert the day before. Gilbert just destroys me dead. Carrot Top was wonderful. We haven't taken phone calls in a pig's age, a full pig's age. We have not taken phone calls. 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. 866-313-FREE. 3733. Gmails are, as always, penradio@gmail.com. That's P-E-N-N. There are two N's on pen. It's a name. It's not a, it's not a writing implement. Penradio@gmail.com. Penradio.com. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Teller.
And here we are. And the big subjects today. I like this now. This is the new thing. Ever since we hit whatever it was, Hitler and abortion, I like two big subjects.
Two subjects
makes
a
me
day.
Feel like McLaughlin or something. You know, topic one. FCC. Want to talk about the FCC? Has just come down. We are, you know, we're on CBS Radio.
Yes,
so this
are.
Is our battle. We finally have a dog in the fight. The FCC the FCC is coming down on, they had a teen orgy, and it's costing them $3.5
million.
$6 million. Okay, what's... You're going to argue
$100,000.
That's chump change. I have more than that on me. Okay, $3.6 million. $3.6 million for a teen orgy shown on TV. Do you know how many real live teen orgies you can have for $3.6 million? You can go to any high school in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you can find at least 20 high school students who, for maybe $10,000, would have an orgy that would wrap DVDs in the other room. They have teen orgies that they have DVDs of teen orgies.
Pixelated.
Well, that wasn't pixelated. You're getting your facts wrong now.
I thought...
No, it wasn't. They did not pixelate it. Without a trace doesn't pixelate.
Okay.
Without a trace does cheesy little, like, you know, Law and Order shots.
Oh,
they
not...
do that jive kind of CSI thing where, ooh, it's a naked body. Ooh, we're coming down. It's almost going to be a breath, but it's not. That's what they do. Oh, we came so close to nipple. We were within a millimeter. You know, CSI has these tracking camera shots, right, that just lock it off, and they do it, and they move the dead body, and then, you know, the stylist holds the nipple back just a little bit, so they come by the tracking shot, and you're sitting home going, oh, so close. That's the way Without a Trace works.
Okay.
Careful stuff. So they're teen. I didn't see it. I don't watch Without a Trace. What the hell do you think's wrong with me? But I know what they did anyway. I don't have to see Without a Trace to be able to write the show, you know? I never watched West Wing. I wrote a B story on that, of the flavor of teen orgies. That's a positive thing. And even if it costs you $3.6 million, shell out the cash. You'll never
that
regret it. It's the gift
that
gives. This is why it should be a TV show. This is why it should be a TV show, so they could pan up to the monitor of our producer holding
right.
up a sign that says 18 plus. Now open another sign that says full birth certificates available upon request. You'll hold that up. We didn't do a teen orgy.
We were not involved in the teen orgy.
We were not involved in the teen orgy. We weren't filming it. There's no teens in this room. I'm 51 goddamn years old. Goodell, what are you? You're ancient.
46.
There are no teens in this room. It's perfectly safe. No teen orgies here. Just, you know, I'm just saying. The other thing is... The other one, the pixelated one,
right.
was a show, what was it called? The reality show? Surreal Life. Surreal Life 2.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I believe no one in the country watched except the people that wrote letters against it.
The FCC itself.
They pixelated all the naked people, but the FCC said that kids might be able to tell that the adults were naked. I don't know. It's like maybe kids could realize that adults were naked underneath their clothes. They were pixelated. It is little electrons excited on the screen. There is no difference between pixelated and a bra. The FCC, it's the most unpleasant. And then, and this is the part that bothers me the most. You think I was mad before.
You're already yelling.
I'm
it's
going to
get worse?
It's 6 minutes into the show and I'm already screaming. Take a breath. The FCC has said Private Ryan is okay. Private Ryan can use the F word because that's history. Now, what the FCC doesn't seem to know is that Saving Private Ryan is a stupid, goddamned Hollywood movie. It is not World War II. World War II had heroes. World War II had real suffering. World War II was history. Saving Private Ryan is a movie. You eat popcorn during it. You go up and pee during the commercials. It is not, there were no commercials during the D-Day on real World War II. This is a Steven Spielberg movie. The guy who made AI made Saving Private Ryan. He made AI. He made Saving Private Ryan. You may like it as a good movie or a bad movie. I don't care what you think of Saving Private Ryan. It's not history. It's a movie. It did not happen. The FCC is, it's worse now. I used to think the FCC was, you know, unconstitutional, which I still believe. Now I think they're also retarded. Okay? I can't imagine anything stupider than this. But there's good news here.
Okay.
Because you play poker.
Yes.
I play poker with you. And the most interesting thing about Michael Godeau playing poker is when you've got, like, you know, a $10,000 pot. Of course, by dollar, I mean little plastic chips that mean nothing. We don't ever play for real money because then we would cheat. Michael Godeau puts in, I'll put in, and he starts the betting, and he'll say, I put in $10,005. It's always an uneven amount, which is your psychological thing.
That's right.
But now it costs you, in case you want to know, I'm here with all your prices. Mm-hmm. And Bob Corn Revere can give you a more accurate price. But if you want to go to the Supreme Court, you want to go to the Supremes,
yeah,
costs $1 million. $1 million to go to the Supreme Court. So fines previously, you know, were under $1 million.
Yeah.
So you look at the bottom line. If you're a corporation and you have stockholders you are beholden to and you have to do the right thing financially, if they fine you $150,000, it's $1 million to go to the Supreme Court, you don't bother going. Okay? You're not pot committed at those kind of fines. And even the fines for the long-haired guy with the nose job who used to be on a station like this, even the fines for him that Infinity had, they weren't big enough, you know,
sure,
that it was really worth it. And, of course, all the talk of I want to fight the FCC didn't include actually putting out money to go to court for the country. But that's another thing. Great guy. He's a genius. The greatest guy who ever was on radio. Let's get that out of the way because I don't want those phone calls coming in. But he... great guy.
I think the FCC can give you trouble.
Exactly. Who else gets a whole show on Letterman? You know, we were on there for 4 minutes, threw down a few cockroaches, we were off. He's on for like, the show is an hour long, he's on for like an hour and 15 minutes. He's able to stretch time. I was on Stern like, you know, 40 times, and it was the greatest show in the world to do. And I, you know, maybe I'll do the new show if he invites me on, whatever. But anyway, that's not the important part. The important part is he did not go to the Supreme Court, okay? They did not go to the Supreme Court with the Janet Jackson thing, but they did go to appeals. But now it's $3.6 million, which is, as I stated, more money than I have on me now.
Mm-hmm.
$3.6 million, which, if you want to put it in terms you understand, is at least 790 teen orgies in your home. $3.6 million. They may go all the way. they may fight all the way. And I gotta think that the Supreme Court, you know, is gonna go, when the FCC comes in and goes, we fined them this amount for showing this, the Supreme Court is gonna go, okay, how do we handle this? This is the, Congress shall make no law respecting the established religion or creating the pre-exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of people to freely assemble. Get out of my court! Get out of my court! Get the hell out of here! And don't let the door hit your ass on the way out! Get out! It says it right! It's the first one! It's the first one, for Christ's sake! Not only are you unconstitutional, but the nine of us agree, with no dissent, you are retards! Get the hell out of here! Take your pixelated ass! Take your teen orgies! Take your Ron Jeremy in the pool! Take your Marge Simpson pole dancing, and get the hell out of this court before I bitch slap you back to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to dig up Tom Jefferson just to have him slap you right across your stupid, unconstitutional, retarded ass. We work for CBS. I have to do a little disclaimer there. Maybe I'm only carrying on because CBS is paying me.
I think so.
If I was working for the FCC, of course, I'd be on the other side, saying these people are corrupting our children, because a lot of people, you know, get the...
FCC rarely sends us checks.
There wouldn't be any teen orgies in the country if not for Without a Trace. A lot of kids tune in and say, well, what should we do tonight? Oh, I don't know, Marie. Let's turn on the TV. Oh, it's Without a Trace. Oh, they're doing an autopsy. Let's do one of those. Oh, no, it's a teen orgy. Let's do that. I got in my head this on CSI, and I want to point out that there is a great thing about CSI, that once you think of it, once you put it in your head, it's like a happy virus. Once you have it in your head, every time you watch CSI, it becomes a much better show. Just think about the fact that they are checking out DNA evidence without wearing hairnets. They are letting their hair fall down to the petri dishes while they're doing the DNA tests, which means if there were any accuracy whatsoever, every person that was doing the DNA stuff would go, oh, I did this crime too. Oh, and this one too. You have to be wearing a hairnet to do it. Now, this is what I'd worry about. If I were the FCC, which is such, in the perfect world, I would be the FCC. If I were the FCC, I'd be levying fines for doing DNA testing without hairnets. Because what if teens in America go out, get their sample of DNA, I suppose during a teen orgy, get their sample of DNA, put it in a little dish, which is a lot of things what prom queens will do. They get a little petri dish, a little bit of gelatin, and then they'll run their DNA test. They leave their hair down, and oh my goodness, oh, I totally did it again. Oh, I totally am a homicidal maniac.
Someone should arrest me. I've done all the crimes I've checked for the last 3 years.
And gotten away with them. I'm an evil... So that's, if you want to call in and talk about the FCC, there might be something I haven't covered. I think I covered unconstitutional and retarded. If you have something other than that...
You know what you missed.
What I missed.
Historically, people have been naked. If historically you're going to let Private Ryan swear, historically people have been naked.
Right,
and
sure.
I believe we have proof.
During World War II, people were naked.
There were
naked people during World War II.
And
mostly
swearing.
In France. Mostly in France, there were naked people during World War II. One thing that's so important, I also want to get, because we have a Nazi tie-in.
Right.
And this show, I think, really sails, I think breaks out of the box, really goes to what Free FM really should be, 866-313-FREE. The name is right there in the phone number. It really breaks out when we talk about Nazis. And the St. Patrick's Day Parade is going on, I assume, in New York right now, or is it over?
Yes, it is.
Probably over.
It's probably over.
And the idiot who was in charge of it made that great call.
John Dunleavy, yes.
John Dunleavy. Is that an Irish name? I don't know. had a quote that said, letting gays into the, I'm not going to do the quote exactly, he doesn't deserve it. Letting gays into the St. Patrick's Day parade would be like having an Israeli parade and letting in neo-Nazis, or having an African-American parade in Harlem and letting in the Klan.
In both Godwin's law.
Ha 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 ha. Godwin's laws, of course, any argument that goes long enough on the web will bring up Hitler and Nazis, always. So he brings that up. And, of course, the gay, is it councilwoman?
Christine Quinn, yeah.
Yeah, Christine Quinn. She goes apoplectic, because she should. Because she...
Why, I oughta.
And she's right, of course.
Yes.
If the Boy Scouts don't get this and the St. Patrick's Day Parade doesn't get this, let me explain it once again. You can have your little club. You can have your little group of people. You have the right to free assembly with anybody you want. You can throw out gays. You can throw out African Americans. You can throw out Jews. You can throw out whites. You can throw out atheists.
Throw out us.
You can throw out us. You can throw out anyone you want until you get government money. And at the point you get government money, then we are forced with our taxes to pay for it. And some of us are in that group you don't like. We are now paying for your stupid little club, and you have to let us in. So have your St. Patrick's Day parade. Have it all you want, and throw out all the gays. Throw out anybody you want, but you can't have it on a city street.
Yeah.
You'll have to have your parade, like, in a ditch somewhere.
O'Shea's farm.
Sure, yeah, sure. O'Shea's farm. Get a farm, probably in upstate New York. Probably Yasger's farm is available. Make a little dirt track and parade around in your little green hats and get drunk all you want and say no gays, you know? And what was the greatest quote? Because when you throw out gays, you throw out wit. You know, there's a great quote about Irish eyes are smiling.
Yes, when Irish eyes are smiling.
Are you drunk? Read slowly and clearly in the microphone.
Brendan Fay says, you know the song, "When Irish eyes are smiling, all the world seems bright and gay." Well, not on Fifth Avenue.
Yes, does not seem bright and gay. Now, someone calls up now. I answer the phone. I say, "How you doing, boss?" They say, "Love your show, but I got to tell you this. The difference is they'll let gays march in the parade. They just won't let them have a banner." And I say, "Oh, I never thought of that." And I act all humble and cool about it and go, "Huh, yeah, I guess the banner's okay. You can be in the... okay, fine." So that phone call already happened, and I said that. But I still think if you're taking government money, you got to have a little sign that says, "We like gays. We dig gays." Because gays are American. As Bobcat Goldthwaite says, they don't come from a place called Queeroslavia or something. There are Americans right here. They're gay. As they say, they're here. They're queer. Get used to it. They pay tax. Taxes. You can have your parades, but you can't take any government money. Same to you, the Boy Scouts. And I want to get to this right after this break. I want to talk about why Isaac Hayes is sucking up to me, how he's trying to get on my good side. Isaac Hayes is trying to get me to like him. And we also talked a lot about the South Park Isaac Hayes quitting over bigotry. It wasn't because he believes in science fiction and they tickled his ribs a little bit on it. It's because they're bigots. And there must be someone in the country that's believing Isaac Hayes on that. But South Park has issued what I believe, it's in Variety, so non-showbiz people can't read this, but I'll read it to you. There is a quote from South Park that I believe is the greatest quote in the history of the free world. Coming up on Free FM, 866-313-FREE-373. This is Penn Jillette. Penn Fraser Jillette here in Las Vegas. Talk about the FCC. We got a few calls about the FCC and about the St. Patty's Day Parade. I've never said St. Patty's in my life, by the way. But I just felt like since I was on the radio,
you
I should
friends.
Say St.
You
Patty's.
And St. Patrick have become friends since then.
Yeah.
We were dating.
I thought we were dating.
It was always Patrick.
Used to date, but now it's St. Patty's. I want to get right into this, why Isaac Hayes is sucking up to me. You know, I carried on a little bit. I did two or three sentences about the hour and a half
about the lyrics to Shaft.
Lyrics to Shaft. And I've recapped this once before on the show, on the Gilbert Show. Did a whole show virtually on it. And now I'm going to recap again because I think it's so compelling.
It's more annoying than the FCC. We've done more on Isaac Hayes' lyrics than we have on the FCC.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman. Why is the butt in there? That's the question. We got a Gmail today.
Yes, we did.
But I want you to read that Gmail right now, Michael Goudon.
Isaac Hayes was on That 70s Show on Wednesday and sang a version of Shaft about Fez. And his lyrics were, "He's a complicated man and No one understands him but his woman.
Isaac Hayes, longtime Penn Jillette listener, listening in his, where does he live now? Now that he quit South Park, he has no money. He lives in a cardboard box under a bridge. But he has a little transistor radio, because as you know, there are 1 billion radios in the world. We're hitting one in Isaac Hayes' cardboard box now that he's unemployed and homeless. And, you know, has Will Sing Shaft grammatically accurately for food. He has a sign that says that. Isaac Hayes is sucking up to me. Isaac Hayes went on the show after I commented so much on the incorrect lyrics to Shaft. He went on That 70s Show, according to one Gmail.
Well, I checked on the That 70s Show website, and Isaac Hayes was indeed on the show last night. So we have somewhat of a verification, although not.
Well, it's a verification of him being on. But
he was on.
Let's say he's been hearing about this, me taking the side of South Park and Matt and Trey, and he got upset, he got freaked out, and he changed the lyrics to Shaft just for Penn Jillette to try to get me on his side. And I want to say, Izzy, buddy, I appreciate it a lot, man. I really appreciate it a lot. And as far as the Shaft thing's concerned, bygones will be bygones. But as far as
that's
you
so
quitting
big
South
of you.
Park, I don't mind him quitting South Park over the Scientology thing. He believes this nutty garbage. So he quits, because they make fun of it. You make fun of nutty garbage, you quit. If I were on a show and they were coming out heavily anti-atheist, really anti-atheist, and they really were attacking it, I'd probably quit the show. What I would do was pretend I was crusading for all the injustice in the world. You know, he's on the show for how many years have they been on? They've been on since 1948. So they've been on like 75 years.
And 47, actually.
South Park has been on longer than I've been alive. Certainly longer than Matt and Trey have been alive. And every show is good. And every year you just go, well, they're not going to beat it this year. It remains, I believe, and people give me the Simpsons stuff, like the Simpsons is this great, smart show. And I never get The Simpsons. I love the people that make it. Like, I know a lot of the writers, and they're really cool, and I love them, and there's a lot of atheists there, and it's really cool, and it's really hip, and they're a happening show. But every time I watch it, it just doesn't grab me. When I watch South Park, I get a feeling that I don't get very often, which is completely gobsmacked. I feel like, and I'm not using any hyperbole here, and I'm not setting up a joke at all. I'm just saying, I feel proud to be alive. I feel proud to be an American. And it's like what some people talk about when they watch the Olympics. You know, like they watch the Olympics and they see people do whatever they do in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them. But they talk about the amazing stuff human beings can do. I watch South Park and I choke up with my love for art, for entertainment, for truth, and for beauty. You can't do better than South Park. And the worst show they've done, which according to Matt and Trey is in the second year, the worst show they've done is fine and really good. And the best shows they've done, the John Edwards show, the Scientology show, are, I think, those two shows, the John Edwards show and the Scientology show. The John Edwards show explains cold reading and how all psychics work. It's better than it's ever been explained by anyone. I've been in the skeptics movement my entire adult life. I have heard people try to explain how John Edwards does his act, and it's never been done as well as it was done on South Park. Pure poetry. You know, not prose, poetry. They don't explain it. They make you feel it in your heart. And the Scientology show, not the part about Tom Cruise in the closet. I really didn't care about that. Fine jokes, good, great. That's what everybody talks about in the press. The part where they actually illustrate what Scientologists really believe was one of the most beautiful things ever. And then Isaac Hayes quits. Fine. That's the way the world should work. Quit, make a statement, go live under a bridge in a cardboard box and never work again. Okay? That's fine with me. But don't claim you're doing it on behalf of the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims and their lack of respect for all this stuff. As Matt Stone said, you cashed all those checks. Having said all of this stuff about Trey and Matt, and having done a disclaimer that I will not be presumptuous enough to say they're friends of mine, I wish they were, but we don't spend enough time together, they're acquaintances, in Variety, in Daily Variety, and I'm reading this on the air here because people who aren't in show business are not allowed legally to read Variety, so none of you people saw this. Now, South Park will not be, the South Park on Scientology will not be repeated. We don't know why.
Anytime soon.
Anytime soon. We don't know why. There's no way to know why. We don't know the inner workings of Viacom. I'm not privy to that. I get no phone calls from anybody high up. And probably Matt and Trey have no information. It's just been decided. And I will also add, that is their right. Comedy Central owns the show. They own that time slot. They can show whatever they want there. They can pull South Park and put on John Edwards, and they're allowed to do that. I'm not complaining about that, okay? But I, you know, Mission Impossible 3 will be in that same company. Maybe Tom Cruise dropped a quarter, no way to know, and just said, hey, you know, I won't do that. That's my Tom Cruise impersonation. You know, said he wouldn't do press. And, of course, if he didn't do press for Mission Impossible 3, he would be cutting off his nose to spite his face, which Teller always points out is a terrific way to spite your face. If you want to spite your face, cut your nose off. What could be a better way to do it? Perfectly. And Tom Cruise has enough money to pay the fine that the FCC, unconstitutional retards, levied on CBS. He could pay that fine on his American Express card. He has a lot of coins, so he doesn't really need that. So he could threaten, he could throw his weight around. Not saying he did. There's no way of knowing that. I don't work in the offices of Viacom, and if I did, they wouldn't let me near the phones. So South Park has issued a statement. While the South Park creators didn't directly comment on Comedy Central's decision to pull the episode, which of course they can't and they shouldn't, they have notes, no inside information, they issued an unusual statement to Daily Variety. Now they say an unusual statement. What they should say is the most funny, most brilliant statement ever. I mean, I would put this up against, you know, anything in James Joyce Ulysses. Maybe not Moby Dick, but James Joyce Ulysses. Indicating the battle is not over. Everything I'm about to say is in quotes by Matt and Trey. So, Scientology, you may have won this battle, but the million-year war for Earth has just begun. Temporarily anazonizing our episode will not stop us from keeping thetans forever trapped in your pitiful man bodies. Curses and drat! You have obstructed us for now, but your feeble bid to save humanity will fail. Hail Xenu! The duo signed the statement, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, servants of the Dark Lord Xenu. There is nothing.
He hit him with their own bat, didn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything in that statement is stuff that Scientology believes. They believe that thetans are trapped in pitiful man bodies and that Xenu is an evil overlord. They believe all this. If you pay them whatever they charge, $30,000, that's a figure I just made up, and you go to their stupid classes, you eventually get to the level, okay, where they tell you this stuff.
Okay, here's the real story.
Here's the real story. Xenu's an evil overlord, and you know, at that point, you've invested so much, you can't just do the gesture you should do, you know, which you all know the gesture I'm doing. If it were TV, I couldn't do that gesture, because the FCC would come down and say, oh, that's encouraging teen orgies.
We could pixelate your hand.
Pixelate my hand moving up and down like that. So they've done this, and I've been exchanging emails with Matt Stone. I shouldn't say really exchanging emails, because that implies that there's some sort of back and forth. I've been writing him gooey fan letters saying that they are the greatest people on the planet. And he wrote back and said that he thinks we should start. You know how Christianity kind of spawned Satanism?
Yes.
Like, you can't be a Satanist without believing in God and Satan. So they do like the upside down cross, which is just Christianity. So Satanism is this nutty religion based on just Christianity turned upside down. And yet, you know, they get respect. You can be a Satanist. You can go on TV and say, I'm a Satanist. And in the lower third on CNN, they'll put, like, you know, Bob Jenkins, Satanist. And, you know, people aren't supposed to laugh out loud.
Right.
So Christianity is crazy, crazy, crazy. Virgin births, you know, ascension from the cross, rolling away rocks, walking on water.
All the animals in a boat.
All the animals in a boat. And then you've got Satanism, which is, we believe all this stuff, but we're on the losing side.
Yeah.
So the
malevolent
idea...
creator of the universe, we like the other guy. We're going to bet on the underdog. I think we get 25-1 odds if Satan wins.
We're going to bet on the underworld, not just the underdog of the underworld. So Matt was discussing starting an anti-Scientology religion, a pro-Xenu religion. And Scientology, written by a science fiction writer, okay, got themselves finagled into all this freedom of religion stuff, which I agree with, because they're no nuttier than any other religion. Okay. Maybe they're a little nuttier. Because you have to remember that Christianity has some spokesmen who are actually very intelligent and really make really cogent arguments. And Scientology has Christianity. That's their Paul Tillich, you know, Kirstie Alley. So the idea of starting a Scientology religion that hails Xenu, it just shows more about how Matt and Trey are brilliant. I'm Penn Jillette, not fit to lick the bottom of Trey Parker and Matt Stone's shoes. We'll be back after this. You know, I'm dating Matt and Trey.
Really?
I've been dating
both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Do they both know?
It's a teen orgy. Penn Jillette here, the man who is being sucked up to by Isaac Hayes. We had one of our really, really terrific listeners has sent in an MP3 of Isaac Hayes sucking up to Penn Jillette.
That's right.
This is Isaac Hayes begging Penn Jillette to please forgive him and take the side of Isaac Hayes instead of Matt and Trey. We're going to play that in a moment. This is a really big deal. This is from that 70s show. Our technology here is so great that... during the break, we got this MP3. We listened to it, and Happy Jack, our producer, came in here. We said, we've got the MP3. Let's burn it to a CD, bring it into the other room, and then we're going to play it over the... And we spent about, 15 seconds trying to figure that out. We yelled to my wife, which is when the engineer and the producer get in trouble, they yell to my wife to say, Emily, could you please come in here?
She's bedridden.
Figure out how to...
She's going to jump up, lose the baby, so we can get the MP3 on the air.
Right, she'll give birth right here. And then Happy Jack said, no. All you got to do is put the mic down to the computer, and it'll sound great. It'll be high fidelity. Of course, it doesn't want to be too high fidelity, because I don't believe we have rights to play anything from that 70s show here. But this is a six-second clip. Now, to recap, because some of you may not have heard the show ever before, every single show I mention Shaft and how the line, he's a complicated man, but no one understands him, but his woman makes me crazy. Nuts, it should be, and no one understands about his woman. I made that very, very clear. As they say on all the cop shows, I reached out to Isaac Hayes. I reached out to him. I said, Isaac, man, babe, love you. You're living in a box under a bridge because you'll never work again after you quit the only good job you're ever going to get in your retirement years from Matt and Stone. You bald-headed Scientology believer loser. I reached out to him as a friend. And I said all this and said, you have made a mistake on Shaft. You had a second chance on whatever the new Shaft was. You redid the song and you put the same mistake in it again. Made me crazier than I was. If you chart Penn Jillette's life, he gets crazy about the time the first Shaft comes out, and the time the second Shaft comes out, he gets crazier. All Isaac Hayes' fault. So now he gets a hurried gig on the 70s show, because he wants to show he's hip. So he quits South Park and goes to that 70s show. Because anybody, 100 years from now, when they're looking back on culture of our time, and they look back on South Park and that 70s show, it's that 70s show that's going to hold up. That's where they'll say the smart writing is. That's the Dickens of our time. I don't know what he had to do. He probably had to pay that 70s show to put him on, because he's pretty much unemployable since he left South Park. And he gets on and then does this desperate drop to his knees, suck up to Penn Jillette. Now remember, every version of Shaft before Penn Jillette speaks on Free FM, Isaac Hayes has sang, he's a complicated man, but No one understands him but his woman. Singing nonsense. Now on the 70s show, Michael Gudeau.
Yes, sir.
Move your microphone down to the computer.
I am ready.
Get ready. I want you to listen carefully because I don't want you to think this is some sort of you know, hallucination on my part. I think you will find that Isaac Hayes' butt has become an and in a desperate attempt to suck up to Penn Jillette.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft! Okay, play it again.
Play it again.
Okay. I just love Isaac Hayes' bald head in a submissive position at my knee, at my feet, on his knees, begging me, saying, please, Penn, please forgive me my bad grammar. Please forgive me selling out Matt and Trey. Please, I'll do anything for you. Here I am taking my sacred text and changing it for your wishes. Please, Penn, you Xenu... What is the name of the god?
Xenu.
You Xenu worshipping god. Here's what I do for you, Penn.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Play it again.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Play it again.
Complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Okay. Oh, look at my face, Michael Gudeau. This is the time.
You were dancing like that gopher in Caddyshack, man. I can't believe the joy this has brought you.
It's joy, because if there's one thing sweeter than someone saying, I was completely and utterly wrong, Penn Jillette, please accept my apology, is looking at that person, looking him in the eye and saying, screw you, Isaac. Apology not accepted. Grovel, pathetic, feetin' fanboy. Okay, I want to say this again right. Okay, you have come to apologize to me, Isaac, but I'm sorry your thetan is forever trapped in your pitiful man body. Big Baldo, big!
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
And no one understands him but his woman. And I'll tell you something, Isaac, no one understands you. You're babbling about thetans and racism. The best gig you got in your life was with Matt and Trey. We haven't got much time. 866-313-FREE 3733. You know, if this really were the Penn Jillette show, I mean, if I really were the benevolent despot of this show that I really should be, if I really had all the power, the rest of the show would be just playing that clip over and over again. But I feel that I do owe something to the people who've put faith in me. But I'll tell you, if they were to fire me, I remember when I was a kid in Massachusetts, there was a DJ or maybe he was in New Hampshire, a DJ who went nuts and was fired and barricaded himself in a room and played nothing but Melanie's Lay Down Candles in the Rain for 48 hours until like a SWAT team went in and took him out. So when I finally go, completely around the corner, when I'm really completely crazy, which I don't think anyone is doubting is going to happen. I'm certainly not. At some point in the next, you know, decade or so, I will take that turn. I'll go around the bend. I'll go out where the buses don't stop, and I'll be a lunatic. And I will barricade myself with the ISDN lines soldered in place. I'll have probably, my weapon of choice probably wouldn't be an M16, probably be a Mannlicher Kirkano.
You're going to shoot yourself?
The Kennedy
while
rifle.
You run across a grassy knoll? How are you going to, this is going to be tough.
And I'm going to just lock myself, you'll already be dead.
Probably.
First bullet goes to you. Just shut up, no more giggling. Dead.
Ouch.
And then I will solder everything in place, kill Happy Jack, kill Patrick, kill everybody. And then I will play that little clip of Isaac Hayes until the SWAT team finally comes in with the news crew and go ahead. But I do want to say, I'm going to get off the subject. Okay, everybody's screaming at me, no more with the Isaac Hayes thing. We scooped Drudge. You know, Drudge has become so big and popular because Matt Drudge prints things before they're true.
Sure.
He just puts anything on that pops into his head. He makes up something. You know, he'll just type in, "We're going to war with Canada." And then he gets it out there. So he gets everything out fast. He burst on everything, right, OJ? Drudge has been first in everything, except...
except this one.
Molly saves the day.
Right.
And why don't you... did you have a Gmail or something?
We did. Yeah. We did. This is from someone named D. And I am blown away. Your show nailed the story before people even knew it was there. Penn scooped Drudge.
I sure did.
Molly saves the day.
Yeah, and Drudge has a report on Molly saves the day. And Molly called in our show.
Yes.
And talked about her abortion instructions on the web. What? It was at least 3 years ago she called in, wasn't it? About 3 years ago she called in the Penn. We scooped Drudge.
Weeks. Could be 3 weeks.
Could be 3 weeks. Maybe it was like 2 weeks, but still, a long, long time ago. So much longer than you can hold your breath. She called in and made a very cogent argument for pro-choice, and also talked about her website. And then, you know, a week and a half later, Matt Drudge, who just makes up the news, finally gets around to printing it. And on the same subject, a federal appeals court has ruled that Tennessee... get this. This is amazing. A federal appeals court has ruled that Tennessee may legally offer license plates bearing the message, "Choose Life," while not offering plates that read, "Choose Choice." Okay? And so the government has now gone against, right, Roe v. Wade and said that they have a Choose Life license plate. The court pointed out, of course, that Tennessee already offers plates that read, "Kill the unborn, dead, dead, dead. Kill the unborn, dead, dead, dead."
That's $25 extra, though.
Yeah, it is $25
a
extra.
Year.
And it's written in a child's handwriting.
Yeah.
Like your license plate has,
yeah,
like this
art thing, yeah.
Support art in Nevada, and you have this... This hand-scrawled license plate. I guess they must make those license plates in a juvenile prison, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just, they have finger paints for preschool kids who are in maximum security prison. They have that there. Do we have time for one quick phone call or not? Is there one you want to grab?
Oh, sure.
No, we're coming down to the end, aren't we?
We are.
Give it a try.
Let's go with line 10. Scott is calling.
Hey, Scott, what's up,
10.
Man?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Doing very well, boss. How are you?
Good. I was going to say, you know, like, if you look at the era of when Isaac Hayes did that song, I mean, you know, you got to kind of cut the brother some slack. He's uneducated, probably, and in that era where everybody was high. I mean, if you're going to come down on grammar and, you know, look at the president, that guy can't even form a, you know, an English language sentence of a sixth grader. So I think you're being kind of hard on Isaac. But
I am being much too hard on Isaac, much too hard. The problem to me is it's not an educational mistake. It's a logical mistake. It's as though he doesn't know what the words he wrote meant because there's a logical inconsistency in there. I don't believe this is a question of education. It may be a question of being high. I will give you that. I don't know what it's like to be high. Maybe all your grammar goes out of the way. But once again, our president also has a history of being a little bit high, doesn't he? Has he been a little bit drunk? Thanks a lot.
Maybe it'd do less damage.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks a lot, Scott. This is a very, very special Penn Jillette show. We always go out with my theme music. We are not going to go out with my theme music today. We have a very special outro. For those of you who just tuned in late, it's not going to be me playing bass. This is going to be, we're going to go out with Isaac Hayes groveling on his unemployed knees at my feet, begging for forgiveness, begging for me to be on his side in the battle against South Park, begging me to try to liberate the Thetans. Is it Thetans? Is that right? Yes. But hail Lord Xenu.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Tell him, you bald bastard.
He's a complicated man, and no